HQ2, Amazon's coup. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Amazon made its long-awaited announcement this week, revealing where it will site its second headquarters, dubbed HQ2. The selection process pitted over 200 cities against each other, vying for the prospect of hosting the new corporate campus with its promised 50,000 well-paying white-collar jobs. Politicians prostrated themselves before the online behemoth and its CEO founder, Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, as they competed to lavish the company with as many enticing public subsidies and tax breaks as possible. The winning city would flourish, they hoped, with increasing tax revenues and the emergence of a vibrant tech hub to rival Silicon Valley. In the end, Amazon announced that HQ2 would be divided into two smaller locations, one in Queens, New York, the other in Crystal City, Virginia. While the details of the publicly financed subsidies remain shrouded, what is known so far is enough to confirm the worst fears of Amazon's many critics. The HQ2 auction was, at best, a boondoggle, yet another example of corporate welfare transferring wealth from working-class taxpayers to a massive corporation and its billionaire owner.
Well, I am absolutely outraged that New York, under Governor Cuomo, is willing to give away up to $3 billion of taxpayers' money without any consultation.
That's progressive Democratic New York State Assembly member Ron Kim speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour the day after Governor Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio released details of New York City's winning bid for the scaled-down HQ2.
What's the point of having a majority progressive Democrat state senate that we work so hard for in the state of New York if we can't stop one man from transferring $3 billion of taxpayers' money to the richest man on this planet?
Assemblyman Kim was referring to last week's Democratic Party takeover of the New York State Senate for only the third time in the past half century. Along with the Democrat-controlled assembly in which he serves, Kim is optimistic the generous subsidies can be rescinded. Time magazine calculated that it takes Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos only 9 seconds to earn $28,000, what the median Amazon worker earns in a year. Greg LeRoy of Good Jobs First has long watchdogged what he calls persistent megadeals, like New York and Virginia's courting of HQ2.
It's another example of Amazon getting paid to do what it would have done anyway. It wanted to be in the financial capital of the world, of the country, and the political capital of the country. So no surprises about its location. And we're massively subsidizing, yet again, a company to do what it wants to do anyway.
Mayor Bill de Blasio hailed Amazon's decision to site HQ2 in Long Island City, Queens.
We're going to have an opportunity here for tens of thousands of New Yorkers, everyday New Yorkers, kids who come up through our public schools, kids who go to our community colleges and our four-year colleges, to have opportunity at Amazon.
Greg LeRoy of Good Jobs First responds.
We know that about 4 out of 5, typically, of the new job takers at a project like this will not be current residents of New York or Arlington. They will be people moving to the area from outside somewhere. And that means a lot of growth getting induced, a lot of schools having to be expanded and infrastructure built, and public services provided.
All these paid for by the taxpayers, not by Amazon. Greg LeRoy of Good Jobs First continues.
Most of the profits, including all of the profits for some years, come from its cloud computing services, from Amazon Web Services. It's the biggest cloud computing company in the world. It has roughly a 40% market share. And among its most lucrative clients in that space are the Pentagon and the Central Intelligence Agency and other federal agencies. Amazon is now pushing very aggressively to gain more control over federal procurement lines and also state and local government procurement lines. So this footprint, people don't notice, but this Crystal City footprint that they have now said is going to be one of the HQ2s is very close, literally practically a stone's throw from the Pentagon.
Amazon doesn't just want to dominate the market, it wants to become the market, read a headline for a Nation article written by Stacy Mitchell of the Institute for Local Reliance.
It's now capturing $1 out of every $2 that Americans spend online.
That's Stacy Mitchell speaking on Democracy Now! Additionally, it kills small businesses,
We're losing about two retail jobs for every one job created in an Amazon warehouse. But I think rather than think about Amazon as being dominant in any of these markets, the way to understand what this company is all about is that Amazon is about controlling the essential infrastructure that other companies need to use in order to reach the market. Its online platform, more than half of all product searches online now start at Amazon's website. And what that means is that if you're any company producing or retailing anything, increasingly, if you want to be able to reach consumers, you have to become a seller on Amazon's platform. And what that means is that Amazon now controls your business.
Jeff Bezos originally called his company Kadabra, as in abracadabra. But legend has it, his lawyer told him it sounded too much like cadaver. Will Amazon's HQ2 spark a magical high-tech age in Queens, or will it kill small businesses, drive up rents, and leave the cadaver of a working-class neighborhood in its wake? I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.